What's going on, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best. Today we have a very special guest on with us. He is the CEO of Thrive Fantasy, and it is a daily fantasy sports app engaging the everyday fan, which is exciting because I just signed up for it, and it is a really cool thing. This is Adam Weinstein. How are you doing today, man?
What's going on, Trey? Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I'm going to just start us off with just kind of the beginning, the origin of this app. You know, how'd you get started in this industry?
Sure. So I went to school at UMass Amherst for sport management. So knew I wanted to be in the sports industry since a pretty young age. Right after college, I worked at the XL Center in Hartford, selling UConn men's and women's basketball tickets. And then I actually made my way back to New York. I worked at the Yankees for 3 years. So wow. I've always been in sports. Yeah, pretty cool stuff. And I've always been engaged in DFS, specifically the big players, the FanDuels, the DraftKings in 2014 mostly. And being that I'm an avid sports fan, I was like, well, this is going to be really easy. I'm going to win a lot of money doing this. And lo and behold, I deposited a couple thousand dollars and wow. I never came close to winning any money. So I was like, this doesn't really make a lot of sense. I know every player on every team, but I'm never coming close to winning any substantial money. So my passion for DFS, my passion for competing never went away, but I thought there would be a better avenue considering the fact that such a small percentage of the users on those sites account for winning so much money. So wanted to create something a lot easier for the everyday fan and something that they can succeed at a much higher level.
Can you kind of run us through how you actually went through the development? Because you're saying that you really like, you know, fantasy sports, you're really close to sports themselves as well. But did you do all the tech? Did you get all the app ready and everything like that?
Sure, yeah. So in November of 2016, I actually called it quits with the Yankees. I became a sole founder of Thrive Fantasy, and I actually had an app development company create our app on iOS, Android, and web for the last 15 months. So I'm extraordinarily hands-on with this. I was having calls with them every day, if not twice a day, making sure that this app is really beautiful, the user experience is really nice, and yeah, it's been my passion for again, a year and a half about.
Okay, so I went through the app. I signed up, checked it out. I actually joined a few contests, as a matter of fact, and what I kind of was wondering, and it looks like a great app. It's really clean. It's very cool. And it's easy to look at. It's not too hard on the eyes. Sometimes you'll get that with some apps more than others. But what made you guys come up with the color scheme and, all the different graphics you use?
Sure. Well, first off, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Our feedback so far has been pretty outstanding in terms of the user experience. But I went over hundreds, if not thousands, of colors with our app developers. They're actually one of the best developers in the world. So they've been doing this for at least a decade, 15 years. So we went over a lot of things. We did a lot of what's called A-B testing, this color versus that color, seeing what we wanted to do. And we finally landed on this nice blue background that, again, appeals to the eyes. As you mentioned, it's not too crazy, but people seem to really enjoy it. So we're happy that we landed on that.
Did you put it in front of a lot of people's faces? Did you actually show people a lot of this, or did you kind of just, was it kind of just a small team?
Sure. So I looked at hundreds of colors, and then I picked out my personal 10 to 20, and then I did our own testing with friends, family to see what they liked, and this was pretty much a consensus where there was no one who was like, this wouldn't work.
Right. Okay. Absolutely. So we love sports here at All Sports Best. Me and my team, we continuously, obviously, we talk about them, and the name of the show is All Sports Best. I mean, obviously. But so we might know quite a bit, and when we go into fantasy sports, we might feel like, you know what, we have that slight advantage, but what do you do in your app to keep people from having that advantage that maybe keeps it fun for the average sports fan?
Yeah, great question. So as I alluded to, pretty much what I'll even give you the exact numbers, about 2-3% of the users on those big sites account for winning over 85% of the prize money, which is just so absurd and crazy.
Wow.
In any other industry, people would be like, this is got to be illegal or something wrong is happening. But Essentially, the reasoning behind that is you need to know every player on every team in order to be successful on these. You need to do hours of research, making sure that this player A is a little more valuable than player B in a salary cap format. So in order to be the most successful, you need to have thousands of statistical-based models and algorithms just computing and spitting out these optimal plays. And we really wanted to stray completely away from that game flow. So what we do here at Thrive Fantasy is we solely ask you about the top tier athletes, the Tom Brady's of the world, the Clayton Kershaw's, the LeBron James's. So you'll never see the backup catcher for the Mets on our site or the wide receiver three for the Vikings. Yeah. Those players are just not someone who A, people really want to watch in the beginning, and B, those are only going to be in lineups where some guy has 1,000 lineups that they created and they got super lucky that that guy went for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns or right. He hit 2 home runs tonight. So it's really the macro in that aspect. Another big opportunity for us is we really think that player props are the future. I'm not sure if everybody here is familiar with what a player prop is. It's short for player proposition, but essentially it's a singular over under situation. So LeBron James tonight, will he score over under 25.5 points?
Ooh, okay.
So that's considered player proposition. So if you think he's going to go over 25.5, you say over. If you think he's going to go under, you say under. So we give the users a list of 20 of these singular binary propositions, and then we ask you to pick 10 of those 20. So very, very easy. It's a pick up and play type of feel. A lot of our winners actually took under 5 minutes to create a lineup. So we wanted to take the research out of it. We wanted to make it a lot more fun, a lot more simple. And so far, it's been pretty amazing.
So I got to ask another thing on that actual piece that you were talking about, the propositions. When you put, you know, points behind an over or under, do you guys just, it's what you guys think would actually be the case? So 25.5, LeBron James, say that, you know, the probabilities are a little higher for it to be over. You guys make it about 110 points area like that, and then 90 points or so for the under. Do you guys kind of test that out, or how does that work?
That's a great question. Yeah, you're really diving deep into this. Yeah, so we do have our own algorithms in place for this to ensure that we're making it very close to, if not what the norm would be. But as you alluded to, all of our props are out of 200 points. So if the over is 110, the under will always be 90. If the over is 85, the under will always be 115. So the less likely something is to occur, the more points you would receive if you get it correct. So you can get 7 out of 10 right, and I can get 8 out it then right, but if you pick more quote-unquote underdogs, you can theoretically beat me. So it's a risk reward type play, so that makes it a lot of fun as well.
Definitely, I agree with that for sure. And I've, like I said, I signed up too, checked it out, and there was a lot of things that made it a lot harder to choose. It's like, okay, well, I think LeBron's gonna do, oh wait, the points are a little bit higher there, I don't know, you know. It kind of keeps you thinking, which is really cool to make it a little more competitive.
Yeah, and that's really something that a lot of our bigger DFS players are alluding to on our site as well. They're like, this is so fun because there are value plays that are to be found here, but it is, as you said, maybe I like this a little more than that guy because that 5 extra points will put me over the edge. So it is, there is still value. There is still a lot of game concept and probability that you have to look into heavily. But again, comparatively to the millions of combinations you can have on a FanDuel or DraftKings, it's so much easier.
Okay. And so that kind of leads into my next question, which is, why would, you know, just at face value, why would you choose, you know, Thrive Fantasy over FanDuel or DraftKings?
Sure. So just on the macro, I mean, people, we like to look at it, it's called fantasy fatigue, in our opinion. Like 3 or 4 years ago, it was so much fun creating a FanDuel lineup or a DraftKings lineup, going against your buddies, going against the hundreds of thousands of people. But like now, again, in order to be successful, this needs to arguably be your full-time job. Like you need to put in 4 or 5 hours of research on these sites, and still you might not even come close to winning. So it's really become something that's more jaded than we believe it is fun. And Again, if you're just purely in it for the competition, then our site, again, it just outshines them for the sheer fact that you have a good chance of winning or at least coming close. On those sites, you're really playing the lottery.
And one of the things that I noticed on the site that kind of drew me in a little bit further was the fact that there are free contests, and that kind of makes it more interesting because, sure, you want to, you know, put a dollar in here or $5 here, whatever it is that you feel comfortable with, but when you have a free, you know, contest or two, you just kind of want to keep coming back to the app. Was that kind of the intent when you guys did that?
So yes and no. Obviously, Daily Fantasy Sports, there were a lot of players who came in and there wasn't a great experience for the user base for whatever reason. So a lot of people are skeptical to check out a new DFS app. A lot were popping up and then going bankrupt or whatever have you. But we wanted to let people say, hey, get your feet wet. We understand that you might have been burned in the past where we're completely different from that. And yeah, if you want to check us out for free, we have free rolls every night. But the end all be all is we're going to have much bigger contests for the paid users. And again, if we're happy to have you just coming in, playing the small stakes, the free stakes, that is completely within everybody's rights. And we'd love to have you get your thoughts on it because we launched less than 6 weeks ago. So we are completely in our embryonic stage. And the first and foremost thing that we want to do that we're hoping for is to build a community that's loyal and that wants to build this together.
Okay, so I've never done Thrive Fantasy. I'm brand new to it. Just downloaded the app. Could you run us through a quick setup if that was the case?
Sure. So let's just do basketball tomorrow. There's two games. There's the Cavs game and then there's the Pelicans game. So we have a list of 20 different player propositions. So we can even walk through one of them. So it's Kevin Love over 15.5 points. And there's an over under. Then Tristan Thompson over 6.5 rebounds. There's an over under. LeBron James over under 8.5 assists. So we roll down both games. There's four or five props for each team. So a combine of 20, and you pick 10 of those 20. Okay. After the 10 of 20 are picked, that's considered your primary lineup. Another big situation that we saw that we wanted to turn into an opportunity that we think the bigger players missed was it's called late scratch. So on these bigger sites, let's say at 7 o'clock, the game starts, and then at 6:59, one of your key players in your lineup doesn't play for an unforeseen circumstance. He's a last second scratch, or the game gets postponed due to weather. If you have those players in your lineup, for lack of a better word, you're screwed on those sites. For us, after you pick your 10 out of 20 props, your primary lineup, we enforce that you pick two in case of emergency or ICE picks, in which we automatically implement those players in for you into your primary lineup if there is a postponement for those players or if they're a last second scratch. So that's pretty much on the broad basis what we're doing. Everything that we believe that they missed on, we're turning into something that is beneficial for our users.
Yeah, and it is definitely fun. And when I went to sign up, it was just a quick email, username, password, email verification. You're done. You're in, and that's all it takes, right?
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to make it super tedious for you in order to come and enjoy this new DFS app. But when you are looking to deposit, when you are looking to withdraw, we do our due diligence to make sure that everything is copacetic.
For sure. Can you tell me what the biggest contest you guys have had in terms of money and then in terms of entry?
Sure. So, yeah, we had a $1,000 contest for opening day MLB. It was a $1,000 guaranteed prize pool with a $20 entry fee. So, so it was pretty big. We kind of exposed ourselves a little because we were so early, but we gave away a couple of dollars, but that's the name of the game when it comes to marketing and having this new app out there. We're happy to give our users, our early adopters, a couple of free dollars saying thank you for trying us out. But really what we're looking to do next is the NBA Finals. We're going to have some much bigger contests, maybe $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 guaranteed prize pools. So take a look out for those. We're excited. We're growing pretty quickly here. It seems like word of mouth is something that obviously every company needs, but if you're doing well, if you're serving your users, if you're responding to them, listening to them, they're happy to market for you. And that's what we're seeing is happening over here as well.
What is the most amount of entries that have been put into one?
Sure. Yeah, so we had about 125 users on one of our free rolls so far. So pretty big. Obviously not something that we believe is going to be as big as we can be. We're hoping to get into the thousands by NFL. So 125 is where we're at right now. But based on this podcast, this interview, hopefully we can get to 200-300.
Yeah, and I... Yeah, exactly. I really enjoyed the fact that you can look it up and you can do head-to-heads. You can do, you know, small pools, which is cool because for somebody like me, I feel like throwing, my entry into the hat of thousands and thousands, it makes it a lot harder to believe I'm going to win. But of course there are people that feel like, hey, I'm good to go and I can do that. Me, I'm not there yet. I can understand that. So can you explain the live button option on the app? I noticed that there was a live button option. Is that to kind of keep you aware of where your lineups are at?
Exactly. Yeah. So once any contest goes live, obviously for MLB and NBA, it's normally around 7 o'clock or 8 PM. So once the contest goes live, you can actually check how your props are doing. You can see what you're going up against in terms of the competition, your picks versus their picks. And we actually update the app every 20 to 25 seconds. So it's really quick, really fun, really easy. And that's pretty much what the live button entails.
Have you guys been able to get any endorsements yet? Like any athletes or anybody that, you know, a public figure?
Sure. So right now, that's not really our primary focus. We are such an early product that we're looking to optimize, make sure that everything is fluid. But in the foreseeable future, absolutely. We actually, I talked to Ryan Howard. I know he has his own venture capital firm. We were in talks last week.
Awesome.
Baron Davis is someone who might come on later on. But for now, we're happy where we're at. We're standing pat.
That's awesome. So can you tell me how many players you've had enrolled so far?
Yeah, so we have over 900 downloads in our first 5 weeks, 900 signups. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Unfortunately, we're in New York, and New York we're not actually live in terms of allowing users to play, but we are in 33 states. We are in most of the big ones, Cali, Texas, Florida, Ohio, Illinois. We got some others going as well, but hopefully we're in all 50 within a year or so.
You guys take care of NBA, MLB, and NFL so far. Are you guys looking to expand, or is that kind of your main focus?
Sure. So, yeah, for the foreseeable future, it is going to be the big three. On the docket, we do have golf and MMA. And then later down the road, probably within 18 months, I do have an ace up my sleeve in terms of what we might roll out.
Mm.
But, it's exciting, man.
You got to keep that under wraps.
Yeah, exactly. Propositions are limitless and optionless in terms of what you can do. So it makes it for a really intriguing opportunity.
Adam, I'm looking for a little bit of, I guess, advice from you in terms of, you know, some of your predictions that maybe you have throughout the rest of the year. And that would be, number one, who do you think is going to win the NBA Finals? We're going to get into sports predictions here.
Got to go Warriors, as much as it pains me. I mean, they're defending champions. They're getting arguably their first, if not second best player coming back tomorrow. And you got to beat the champs to be the champ. So until that happens, I'm rocking with them.
Okay, I got another prediction for you as well. But first, we're sponsored by Kaleidoscoops Ice Cream and More, Bowen Insurance, Constructors Inc., Albertsons Market and Fashion Eyeworks. We'd like to thank them for their support of us and the community. Adam, MVP winner this year in the NBA?
Has to be James Harden.
Yeah. Okay. And do you have a bias on that, or you just think 100% he just deserves it?
I'm a Knicks fan, so the only bias is that we're really bad, and that's not really an opinion that is debatable. But I mean, look, they had the best record. Their point guard was out for 40 odd games or so, and he absolutely brought them to where they needed to be. So even if you look at the numbers, it's non-comparable. I guess you can say LeBron, but they were the three seed in a much weaker conference. So it's James Harden all the way for me.
Very fair. Okay. This is a poll we put up actually on Twitter, and I think it's still running through its course, but for the most part, it's kind of been settled. But who do you think is the worst flopper in the NBA?
I saw that. Yeah. That's tough, man. They all seem to be divas at one stage or another, but LeBron yesterday, that was a big flop. Bogdanovich barely grazed him, and he looked like he got hit by Dwight Howard. But I'll go with LeBron. We can run with that.
Okay, yeah, and that's what I was gonna say. That he actually won the poll there, or at least for now he's winning. So yeah, if you see that, then we're putting up more polls here pretty soon. But who is the highest point getter in the NBA and MLB as far as, you know, I guess people kind of putting their bets on them? Obviously, it has to be the most popular player.
Yeah, exactly. So what's great about us is, again, if we're asking you about LeBron James, let's just say, let's use him since everybody knows who he is. Like, right. If we just ask you about his points, like, every time he has the ball, you just want him to shoot it. You don't care if there's a guy, if you don't care if Korver's wide open for three, like, you're like, don't pass it. Like, just drive and shoot. You don't care if he goes 8 for 100 from the field, right? As long as he hits his point prop. So that's what makes it so much fun and the experience so different as well. But to really get to your question, when it comes to baseball, Bryce Harper's over, whether it's hits, runs, RBIs, home runs, like the over is always like at least 70% owned, 75% owned. Wow. LeBron is always 60 to 70% owned as well. It's just people don't like to go against LeBron because he is the king.
Based off of the stats of, you know, people betting, you know, on their over and unders and things like that, do you have a most hated player? Somebody that's obviously in the spotlight, very popular, but a lot of people are just kind of almost seeming to root against them?
Yeah, so I mean, Kevin Love recently has not come close to what he's being predicted to do or getting close to his prop number. So a lot of people are fading him. In terms of baseball, Giancarlo Stanton, a lot of people are taking his unders. He hasn't. If it's strikeouts, everybody's taking the over. But aside from that, he hasn't been very productive.
So, are you a Yankees fan? I know you worked for the Yankees. Does that make you a Yankees fan? Have you been a Yankees fan?
Yeah, born and raised. I'm a massive Yankee fan.
So what do you think about the big two guys that are supposed to be the new Smash Brothers?
Sure. So super excited over here. The future looks extraordinarily bright, even with Didi. If the season ended today, Didi would be the MVP, I think, outright. So with Gary, with Andujar, who came up, this team's going to be scary for the next decade at least.
Okay, so I had a couple of guys on the show that were huge Chicago fans, and they told me they were big Cubs fans. And so I'm going to ask you the same question I asked them. Why Yankees over Mets?
So both my parents were born in the Bronx, so that goes without saying that they were raised big Yankee fans. But aside from that, when I was born right at the crux of I was growing up when they were at their dynasty, so it's hard to, first and foremost, I didn't have a choice, but when also your team is winning a World Series every year or at minimum every other year, it's pretty easy to root for that team.
So and then this is the next question about New York itself, and that is that we did a podcast on best venues like in the world for sports. Sure. And I think one of us said Yankee Stadium was one of them. I think the newer one kind of hurt its case. But Madison Square Garden was number one on one of our lists. Have you been there, and what would you say about that?
I have. I was actually a season ticket holder. The year before I was a season ticket holder, they were 56 and 26. Wow. And then my first year I became one, they were 26 and 56. So I was no longer a season ticket holder after that. But yeah, Madison Square Garden is fantastic.
Would you say you kind of contributed to some bad luck, or what do you think?
their losses, I think Carmelo Anthony, number 7, had a lot to do with it that year.
Ooh, okay.
Who knows?
Okay, and then a couple more predictions. Does LeBron stay in Cleveland?
I do not believe so, no.
And does Carmelo stay in Oklahoma City?
I do not believe so.
Paul George?
I do not believe so.
Wow, so they're just going to be stripped bare in Oklahoma City?
They have Russ, and I think that's what they knew. They thought this was a one-year experiment, obviously. If it went better, Paul would probably have considered it a lot heavier. And I could be wrong. All three of them can stay, obviously. I don't know anything, but it just seems like it makes sense for him to move on.
Best player in the MLB, other than Didi Gregorius, you know, who else are you looking at?
Mike Trout's got to be the best all-around player. And then pitching-wise, it's got to be Clayton Kershaw, even though he doesn't have a win yet. Those numbers don't lie for both players.
And then my last thing, and we talked about this a little bit, but just to put it live on air, you know, is there a possibility to make an all-sports best contest on Thrive Fantasy?
Yeah, sure. So as of right now, what we're telling our users to do is that we have about 15 to 25 give or take contests a night in our lobby. But if you guys, anyone listening, anyone who ever signs up and plays, if there's something that you don't see in our lobby that you do want to, just DM us at Thrive Fantasy, one word, on social, Twitter mostly. That's where we're mostly engaging on. But just DM us and say, hey, we want X, Y, or Z type of contest, and we're happy to do it if it's within something that makes sense. But in terms of having one only for ASB, that is something that we should be able to adhere to within like the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Perfect. Is there any, are there any shout outs you'd like to give to anybody on your team or anybody that, you know, has helped contribute to Thrive Fantasy?
I get that question a lot, and it's always my team. I always want to thank them. I say it's a cheesy analogy, but I'd like to say that I gave us good field position to succeed, but they're the ones really driving the ball down the field. All of them, our whole team works our butts off, our tails off every day, getting engagement, getting users, making sure everything is solid, our fundamentals, our infrastructure. So, yeah, our team, I can't thank them enough. They're doing an extraordinary job.
Adam, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciated having you. It was a fun time for me, and I know that I started Thrive Fantasy, and I think I'm going to be on there for quite a while. So I'll make sure and give you guys a good 5-star review.
My man, Trey, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.